Let's check in with WEOL at the Lorain County Fair.
Take me to the fair.
Along with a nice breeze and sunshine and a little bit of heat on the midway. Good afternoon. I'm Craig Adams along with Susie Peters. This report from the fair brought to you by Lorain County Board of Mental Health. Their crisis hotline is available 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-888-6161. That's 1-800-888-6161. As we mentioned, it's a beautiful day here at the fair. Lots of things going on right now and more to come later. And we'll tell you about that in just a second. Of course, this is your opportunity, just like community festivals, to get some food that you don't normally find. And this place is no different. Probably the tops of them all. And we don't have to walk far to get some of that because right next door, the legendary Waffles by Kolar.
My name is Chad Kolar, and I've been cooking waffles since I was 6 years old, and I started working full-time when I was 7.
A family affair.
Oh, yeah. Our business goes back 3 generations. My dad did it as well as my grandpa. We started out 54 years ago.
And how many days or weeks of the year are you on the road like this?
Oh, about 25.
A lot of people come by, and we talk about it, too, on the air about how good these French waffles are. What makes them so special?
Well, we have our homemade family recipe that's been going back for 54 years, and that's what makes us unique and separates us from everybody else. We make our batter fresh from scratch every day.
How long does it take to make a given waffle?
It takes about a minute and a half in the deep fryer, and then we make our batter every morning.
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Good to see you again. Chad Kolar, right next door. Susie Peters, testify.
Excuse me, I have to brush all the powdered sugar off of myself here. Those are so good. There's a lot of great food here.
Oh, yeah.
What have you had today? Did you find stuff on a stick?
Well, you know, I've got to say thank you to the person who actually brought us a stick. You know, Bruce Van Dyke and I have campaigned for people to bring us sticks because there are so many food items here on a stick. Bring us your leftover sticks because Bruce and I are going into business. We are going to start our own stick factory should our radio careers ever go south. Sticks are big. Look at that.
I know. Well, we have pictures of stuff on a stick on our Facebook page.
Excellent. All right. Also, coming up later today, along with bringing out your sticks, we've got the 4-H band concert at 6 o'clock. That's in building number 11. And then it sounds to me, Susie, like they're getting things prepped out here, you know, where they
and
run everything.
Tractors.
Yeah, the smoke out diesel truck pulling 5 county pull up coming up later tonight at the Lorain County Fair.